So, yeah, all of that, I knock it over now.
These are the clock turn. Just give me 1 second.
No, this is not the same. Is the correct one that we're using. And then, that's no. Because. Should we define? We can. This is. I am updating the actual scope. Correct one from a long time ago, because we have to go back and find those old sheets and update that one. And the previous funding. I'm doing that.
My best one will be 57.45.
I'm sorry.
It's a blur. How does the plane land? Okay, do pass. Otis had 3 games in 2 days or something like that.
I'm talking about the.
Everything was good except we forgot one thing, man. Remember how the year before, 2 years ago, they get Ant and killed Ant? Bro, no. I can't hear a 5-year-old. Eyes. My old car. You want to talk about scared? Am I gonna MVP? Somebody had one, gave it to him, and then they rushed him. But I'd never seen that in person before. That would show me. Miss Hagan, Rebecca.
Yeah, Randy's on.
Is he on already?
Yep, Randy.
I'm here, buddy.
Yeah, I think the room's packed, man. I don't know what happened, but the word got out about this meeting. So I guess whenever you're ready, we're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead, sir. I appreciate you standing in and taking care of it for us. But go ahead. Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Randy, for passing it over to me. Today's date is January 10th. It's 10:15, and this is we'll call to order the member-to-member notice meeting. This meeting was requested during our special committee on November 3rd on Parks. For all of you in the room that are wondering, the purpose of this meeting is for us to review and finalize the legislation to be filed and then added to the addendum for first reading on November the 11th, 2022. And this legislation is set to appropriate $30 million for the Parks project. Ms. Peggy, do we need to do introductions in this format as well? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pass to OGC, Peggy Sidman, to give us some details.
Peggy Sidman, Office of General Counsel. For those that are in the room, I circulated or passed out hard copies of the ordinance appropriating $30 million from an account that was set up called the Special Committee on Parks and Quality of Life Construction Account. Pardon me. It includes what was circulated at the committee, that list of park projects. And specifically, it's $5 million for the North Bank Riverwalk Artist Walk extension, $5 million to James P. Small Museum and Waterfront Park, $5 million to Cecil Field Ball Fields and Recreational Development, $2.8 million to Myrtle Avenue Court Complex, $2.5 million to 9A Bay Meadows Regional Park Baseball Fields Synthetic Turf, $1.35 million to Clanzel T. Brown Park Sports Complex, $1.5 million to Drew Park Baseball Fields, synthetic turf, and presently we have it at $6,004,000 to countywide community and senior centers improvements, and presently we have it at $850,000 to security cameras and electrical upgrades. I'll go into the reason why I'm saying presently in a minute, But I also want to draw to your attention that this is going to have a need to amend the CIP. So we've are attaching all of the CIP sheets to this legislation, with the, save one. And we are also designating, I'm sorry, there's a typo in there, designating that $6,004,000 for countywide community senior center improvements. The oversight will be by Parks, and of course we provided an effective date. So what this legislation does is it appropriates $30 million from the account that's been set aside to the designated projects that I just read into the record. It also attaches the CIP sheets, save one. And the save one is that $6 million or $6,004,000. The projects had not been fully fleshed out such that we could attach CIP sheets. So what we have done in this regard, and it's found in Section 4, is we've provided a limited waiver for that $6 million so that those sheets can be, will not need to be added because they won't be part of a CIP, which means they'll be under the threshold for the CIP requirements. Under normal circumstances, the CIP requirement is $100,000. What happens in this legislation is that there is a waiver, and this waiver is mirrored from the waiver that is found in the 2021-22 CIP legislation that Council approved in Ordinance Number 2021-505E. And what that says is, for the limited purpose of this appropriation, this $6 million, the CIP cap will be under $500,000. So for not full 30, but just for under, for this $6 million or $6,004,000, the CIP cap will be for projects up to $500,000. This mirrors what happened in the CIP 2021-505 for the initial $20 million that was done on these special parks. And then lastly, as I mentioned, parks will be the oversight. If I may, Mr. Vice President, there's a couple things that are moving, and that's okay, and that's the difference between $6 million and $604. That will affect the CIP sheets and a little bit in the BT. That may need to be fixed in a budget amendment, sorry, in an amendment that will go through council when this bill comes to the committees, but we're still working on those BTs and CIPs.
That's fine.
Okay, so at this time, what I would like, if you will, Mr. Chairman, I went through this pretty quickly, but if the council members on the phone, Chair White and Vice President Freeman, are good with this legislation, or if we want to open it up to maybe Mr. Joseph or Ms. Eichner or others in the room that may have comments on that about how to do the CIP sheets or what we file, that might be appropriate this time.
Thank you, Ms. Sidman. First, I wanted to check with the chair, Councilmember White. Did you have any questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none. All right. So, great. Thank you so much for the information.
Yeah, I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I'm good, Terrence. I just would like to hear a short briefing from Darrell Joseph to make sure he's in a good place with the numbers that he has put in.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Joseph, will you please share what you have for us today?
Good morning, Darrell Joseph, Parks Department. To the Chair, thank you for allowing me to briefly go over what Peggy has already discussed. As far as the numbers, I am comfortable with that. I do have one point of reference. I know I've been talking with the auditors, and one of the concerns that they brought up was with the security camera funding, which would be divided out through the 14 council districts, and putting a time frame on that. So basically, this is a question probably directed to Peggy. Should we add that component into the legislation Currently, the Loblolly funding that each council member receive, or the 14 council members receive, has a expiration date on when that funding needs to be placed in a project account specific, and that is around June of 2023. So the question to Peggy is, can we add that language in for the $850,000, which will be divided out by the various council members, to ensure that this funding doesn't lapse and actually is put into a specific project?
Through the chair, we certainly can make any changes to the legislation pre-filing and also through the amendment process. I don't have a section on the cameras presently, and if the council desires to do appropriations similar to the council bond, are we going to follow that same procedure where they just write in on that? And then if that's the case, we need to reference the, gosh, is it 106.314 section? Whatever the section is in actually in the code that allows them to, that the council to write in and say, I want this security camera at this level and so on. We can, or we can do it through the amendment process. I'm not, whatever is the preference.
Mr. Joseph, so the auditors had concerns, and I believe I see some in there, with the number just being a flat number and not designated to particular districts, or?
Through the chair, not necessarily a concern as it being designated to the council member, more so the timing of when that funding would actually be designated to a specific project.
Understood.
So my thought process on this would be, so the $850,000, once divided between the 14 council members, I would then work directly with each council member to come up with a project in their district, and then we actually use the expenditure request form to move that into a specific project account.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph. And so that was going to lead to my final question, was just if they did not find the need per se for a camera, could they utilize those funds for security? Is there leeway in the language that if cameras aren't necessarily the best means for securing a space, that they could utilize other avenues to keep our kids and seniors and families, period, safe?
Yeah, through the chair. So one of the things that we've talked about through the committee process at this point is, you know, someone bought up cameras. A member actually bought up lighting. Someone bought up Wi-Fi. And that's why we kind of left it vague to the point that it could be various things that would actually provide a direct impact.
That's perfect. And as an at-large, I'm jealous yet again that I'm not going to be one of those 14, but we definitely understand that. Ms. Sidman?
Thank you. So presently, if you'll turn to page 3 on your CIP, Exhibit 1, and you can see in there that the 850 sum has been allocated to $60,714 per district. That would fall under the capital amount, so you would not need a CIP sheet for that. I think we need to be clear that would that just be for kind of hardware, or are we talking about operational as well for security? If, for example, one district council member thought they needed to have personnel, are we just talking about hardware? And then I'd also like direction if we're going to include reference to the code about how that expenditure would be done, because the reference in the code, I believe it's 106.314, but I could have that wrong, 315. Says that it has to be capital. The council members are very familiar when they do improvements in parks that it's capital, like bricks and mortar, swing sets, cameras, that type of thing, not additional operational. So I just want to clarify on that.
Through the chair to Ms. Sidman. So from my standpoint, I did view this as capital, not necessarily operational dollars. So these could go towards any type of improvements that would be fixed to the park, not necessarily operational.
Thank you. Ms. Eichner, I see you out. Do you mind coming up and giving us your thoughts as well?
Teresa Eichner, Office Finance and Administration. The code reference, Peggy, I think you're talking about is 106.315. It's 314 or 315, one of the two.
Right.
But yeah, I don't see any challenges with us adding that code reference so that it is specific language about exactly what those funding can be used for. Then the only other thing that I saw in the legislation that I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page about is the $4 difference in the two is really like the rounding issue, dividing that $850,000 by 14. And so to clear it up and to make it a flat $30 million, we added that $4 to the $6 million. So that's the difference. This legislation would need to be amended to make that $849,996. And I think it's page one, and then there's one other reference on bottom of page two, line 28.
So, Mr. Chairman, on what I circulated and those in the room, it's on page one, line 20. So 850 would go to 849,996. And on page, Teresa, what's the other page?
Page two, line 28.
So on page two, line 28, 850 would go 849,996.
Thank you. Ms. Eichner, is there anything else that you would like to share or bring out?
No, the only thing that I want to make sure is because we're still, there's still fluid in all of the CIP sheets that we're working through for filing purposes. We may have those finished today, but I just in case there may need to be an amendment to it once it's in council, just to make sure that CIP sheets are all okay and the auditors are fine with everything.
All right. Thank you. Mr. White, do you have any comments or questions?
I do have one question when we get through with that, Mr. Chair, on about the $850,000. So when you get wrapped up on that, does the $6 million you're talking about, I have a question on the $850,000.
I think now is appropriate, if you would.
Okay. Through the chair to Darrell, that's $850,000 because it reads security cameras and electrical upgrades. And since that'll be divided by 14 districts, early on, I had said something that might be for my district or another district about the AEDs and or lightning detection. I think the lightning detection would fall under electrical upgrades, but I'm not sure automatic defibrillator would. I've had some thought process of maybe at the parks that we do have, you know, the associations, but that's, do you think that would be covered, or we need to put something in there in case a council person wanted an AED with that 60-something thousand that he or she will have? What's your thoughts on that, Mr. Chair and or Darrell?
Through the chair to Councilman White. So from my standpoint, I think the both would be appropriate up under the language that we have in here currently. But to Peggy, if we do need to add any clarity, I'll defer to you on that, but based on my thought process, I do think both of those would be qualified purchases.
Okay. Good enough.
Got it, Ms. Hittman.
Sure. We might be able just to massage this a little bit, you know, to add maybe just the word safety, security cameras, you know, electrical upgrades, and we could even put something like
safety equipment.
Yeah, safety equipment, because I think you could, and I just want to make sure, Trista, with the auditor's office in the room, do you feel like that would comport with what we're looking at, or do we need to,
I think we can expand that language just
Well, I'd rather not be specific. I mean, do you think if we just add safety equipment or...
Safety improvements, I think, would work.
Safety improvements? Mr. Chair White, would that...
That's perfect. Safety equipment, I think, would cover it.
Perfect. Thank you. And that was where I was heading earlier, but much better articulated by the chair, Mr. White, Councilmember White. Are there any other up here on the committee group or member to member? Are there any other comments in regards to what Ms. Eichner was speaking on? All right, Ms. Eichner, do you have any closing comments? Well, thank you so much. Mr. Joseph, do you have any closing comments from Parks?
I do not.
Ms. Sittman?
If I can just summarize the takeaway. So what the direction I have is that I will update this legislation that I passed out. I will add a new section that references the district council request form, which is found in ordinance code 106, 314 or 315. Colleen, if you can just make that the right section so the minutes correctly reflect the expenditure request form. I will add safety equipment, and I just want to confirm that the sponsors of this legislation are Councilmember White and Councilmember Freeman. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Once I finalize this, as the two members in the room have discussed in this notice meeting, I can then circulate it pre-filing to add for other co-introducers. After that, it will have to be co-sponsors. As you know, the council president has requested all bills be filed and all requests for addendum and response from the council president be completed by 5 p.m. on Mondays. So to this end, I will cut off any additional introducers at 4 o'clock today so that I can file the bill and then request that that be added to the addendum. Is that good for the council members?
It's good with me, Chairman White.
Yes, yes, good with me.
Mr. Joseph?
I do have one other request. The project that actually speaks to, if you're looking at the actual legislation, Myrtle Avenue Court Complex, it's $2.8 million.
It's page 2, line 23.
Yeah, it's actually, so page 1
on
as
line
well.
13.
Page 1.
13.
Line 13, okay.
I would like a little more flexibility on that. I mean, again, the thought process on this was to actually create a court complex that was covered, a covered court complex. We have a generic area at this point, but I don't want to be specific to Myrtle Avenue. So if there can be some flexibility added to that, I would greatly appreciate that.
Ms. Sittman?
I'm good with that, through the chair, if you are chair, to give the Parks and Rec Department the ability to do just that.
I'm fine with it, if it's possible. Ms. Sittman?
Through the chair. So this is a CIP sheet, so we need to know exactly what we're doing here. Do you want to call it 2.8 court complex? Do you want to describe it as something different so we can attach an appropriate CIP sheet? I will tell you that this legislation is going to go through the normal committee process. It could be amended there. I mean, we try to draft for things to be on consent, but... I think we need a CIP sheet that reflects what it is the committee's doing.
Through the chair to Ms. Sittman, so I will provide a CIP sheet that gives a little bit more description. Just looking at it right now, it's really restrictive to Myrtle Avenue, and if we had to shift that one block over, then I'm not within the requirements of the legislation. So I just want to make sure I'm flexible enough if something happens within that block and I need to move to another block, I'm covered.
Do you want to add area and say Myrtle Avenue area court complex, and we can put the specific location in the CIP sheet?
Yeah, if that's doable, that'd be great.
So Ms. Sittman, Ms. Eichner suggested, did you get that change? She suggested that we add the word area which will give them a little more space and it'd be more specific on the CIP sheet. Are there any other comments? Ms. Sidman?
All right, so I just want to provide a summary takeaway. For this legislation, on page 1, line 13, after Myrtle Avenue, we're going to add area, and we're going to do so in the corresponding section. On page 1, line 20, we're changing 850 to 849,996. And on page 1, line 21, after cameras, we will add safety equipment. And electrical upgrades is already there, and we'll do that in the corresponding section. Lastly, we will add a new section that addresses the expenditure request form, including section 106.315, or the correct section as noted, and we'll add that into the title and into the body. And just ask for the leeway to, you know, move a couple of words around in case we need to do so to make it read correctly.
Thank you, Ms. Sidman. So we have the summary of all of the changes. Are there any questions? All right, so Ms. Sidman, it seems that we've discussed it, we've reviewed it, and we've come to a point now where we have something ready to present. This is a member-to-member, so there's no voting public comment. Is there anyone in the room that would like to speak? If so, I'll give you an hour. All righty. Seeing none, then this meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.
Bye, Councilman White.
Thank you very much. Thank you for running that appearance.